You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is 76ers Rewind. Time now to listen back to post-game reaction from the team's most recent game.
This is the Philadelphia 76ers post-game show.
And it beat! Swats it off the glass! Ben Simmons, left-hand jam! He throws it down! Over to JJ, three ball is good! Redick drops it home!
The Sixers post-game show right now on 97.5 The Fanatic.
76ers pick up their season-best third straight win overall, 119-114 over the Phoenix Suns down here at the center. Brian Seltz with you as we begin our post-game coverage. We are standing by for the arrival of Brett Brown, the winning head coach, at the podium. You know, it's funny because you think back, it wasn't too long ago that the 76ers were a team cast in the underdog role that was young with quality talent but still not refined enough to compete with some more accomplished clubs around the rest of the NBA. And that kind of felt like the role the Phoenix Suns were cast in tonight. And to their credit, they came out on the road, set the tone in tonight's game, led by as many as 15 and a half, went into intermission leading by 5 points, 62-57, and challenged the Sixers to summon up something in the locker room, come out of the break, and figure things out the rest of the way. And to the Sixers' credit, they did just that, led by Joel Embiid, who had a big third quarter, part of a large second half. Embiid was fantastic in the third, 14 of his game best, 33 points for the 76ers, also added 17 rebounds. His effort in the second half was essential to the 76ers getting the win tonight. The rest of the newly formed Philly 3, or Philly 76ers Big 3, they did well too. Ben Simmons with 19 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. Jimmy Butler with 16 points, 8 for 8 from the line. And the free throw stripe was a critical space for the Sixers in this game, plain and simple. They were 31 of 42 from the free throw line compared to the Suns going 13 of 24. Forget the fact the Suns didn't shoot efficiently from the free throw line. The Sixers went there nearly two more times than Phoenix did in tonight's game, and that was a key element to the Sixers' win. Now 12-7 on the season, while Phoenix drops to 3-13. But there's some other things that happened in tonight's game that I'm pretty sure we'll hear Brett Brown discuss in his post-game press conference, and one was that the team came out with more spirit, fire, and energy in the second half. T.J. McConnell came in the third quarter when the Sixers were up by 5. He was the backup point man for the Sixers in the second half, and you could not overlook the energy and intangibles he brought to the floor, helping the Sixers build upon their lead and get control of this game. And you know what? Mike Muscala had an awesome night. 19 points. He had another big game from the line, 9 of 11, and 5 rebounds. Really good stuff. Let's go now to Brett Brown, who's taking a seat at the podium.
You know, and you probably feel and see what I do, you know, just except I get a closer view. You see it and you feel it, and there are times that he's right. Like you want to go, you know, try to get him the ball as much as you can. Isn't it always that slippery slope where you feel it, you see it, you know, and you just want to know, like, what's the people going to be doing around him? Is it going to produce a bucket, a turnover? But I love his spirit. I really thought his spirit was great tonight. And when he started, you know, having that body language like you're talking about, you try to get him the ball. It's hard winning in the NBA. It's hard winning in the NBA. And I thought that we were flat. I think that that was my motivation to go with TJ. And whatever reason, you know, at times that happens. We're 9-0 at home. But I thought the first half was flat. And, you know, I thought we came out of halftime doing decent things. And then they're talented and young. And, you know, they don't know what they don't know. And they just play. And Book is good. But I thought, by and large, the first half was flat. We needed an injection. I came in with TJ, shuffled the lineup around a little bit, and glad to get out of there with a win.
You came in with TJ. Are you going to keep TJ at the back?
I don't know.
What's going to be the determining factor?
Just when I think it through deeper and look at tape and see who we're playing, the next opponent, all those things that I should do.
Play Chandler 27 minutes, also allowed you to play Muscala as a stretch five.
I thought Mike was our bell ringer tonight, and the energy that he had going to the offensive boards. I mean, if you want to, in my opinion, when I study this stat sheet, the game was won because of our offensive rebounding. You know, we turned the ball over, but we recouped some of those possessions because we got second chance points. I think we had 21 second chance points. And Mike was instrumental at making efforts, going to the board a few times. He got fouled a few times. He got them. You know, was able to, like you say, stretch the floor and make a three. But yes, I decided to go with Mike instead of Amir in the second half, and I thought that he did a good job.
76ers head coach Brett Brown highlighting some of the themes from tonight's win. 119-114 over the Phoenix Suns. The Sixers, a season-best third consecutive win. They're now 3-1 with Jimmy Butler in the fold. The team winning its 19th straight regular season game down here in South Philadelphia. Embiid, 33 points, 17 rebounds. He had 19-12 in the second half alone. Ben Simmons for a second straight game flirting with a triple-double big time, 19-11-9. Jimmy Butler, steady. Didn't force too much, came through when the Sixers needed him, 16 points, 8 for 8 from the line, 4 of 9 from the field, a critical slam dunk cut into the basket to give the Sixers a 6-point lead going into the final 2.5 minutes of play. Mike Muscala, the bell ringer, 19 points, big from the line. That was one of the themes from tonight's game. We'll talk about that and some other stuff more with Tom McGinnis. He is awaiting. We'll talk to him next here on the Sixers Radio Network.
Club 76 is the official season ticket waiting list of the Philadelphia 76ers. Get priority access for 2019-2020 season tickets by signing up for either Club 76 Elite or Club 76 Free. Other benefits include exclusive 76ers gear and access to special ticket offers and events. For more information, go to sixers.com/joinclub76, email club76@76ers.com, or call 215-339-7676. 215-339-7676. The Delaware Bluecoats will host their home opener at the Center on November 20th at 7 o'clock. The first 10,000 fans at the gate will receive a limited edition Joel Embiid bobblehead. Tickets are on sale now at sixers.com/bluecoats or by calling 302-504-7587. 302-504-7587.
Philadelphia's home of the Sixers.
97.5, The Fanatic.
76ers over the Phoenix Suns, 119-114 down here at the Center. Brian Seltzer with you from Sixers.com. Let's pause for a top-of-the-hour station ID on the Sixers Radio Network.
The only place to hear Mike Missanelli every weekday from 2 to 6. 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast.
76ers knock off the Suns 119-114 behind a big second half. We're going to join in progress Jimmy Butler at the podium. I believe he's answering questions about having had the chance tonight to interact with Allen Iverson, someone who he stayed in touch with over the course of his career.
Did it the long way and had to go to JUCO and all of that stuff. He saw a lot in me since day one, I guess, and he let me know.
Game one tonight, another team very aggressive at the start of the first half. Let's talk about what they took up at your team and how you overcome that in the second half, especially, and take over when you guys had to do
that. I felt like we turned the ball over a lot early, and they got out in transition, got some easy ones. And it's always hard whenever you see the ball going to the basket on the defensive end when they're scoring consistently. To get a stop. But I think in the end, we took care of the ball, guarded, and put out a win.
Some post-game thoughts from new 76er Jimmy Butler since the four-time All-Star was acquired this time last week. The Sixers, I mean, they really could be 4-0. They lost that tough game in Orlando in his debut, but since then, three consecutive victories. That is a season high. Jimmy Butler talking about Allen Iverson and keeping turnovers down as the game went along. What you did not hear was that Jimmy walked up to the post-game press conference podium area singing the Anita Ward song, Ring My Bell, which obviously is a nod to the Sixers' post-game locker room tradition of ringing a miniature bell. Anyhow, let us get to Tom McGinnis's highlight calls from tonight's game. Sixers against a young, hungry Phoenix Suns team that jumped out to a 10-point lead. Joel Embiid trying to get his squad back.
Here's Embiid down the lane. Hops by Holmes in a two-hand slam. Nice job by Joel Embiid.
That would only become a more prominent storyline as the evening went along. Joel Embiid doing work. Sixers trailed by 10 after 136-26 in quarter number two. Ben Simmons tried to pick up the slack.
Simmons gets around Ariza and jams it. Ball popped free. It was almost like he rolled it to himself. Ben Simmons gets a dunk. He's 3-for-3.
Sixers made inroads. They had a good final minute of the first half. They were down 62-57 at the break. In the third quarter, you could tell Joel Embiid, he was salivating to try and take this game over, and he certainly had success.
And the Sixers with an opportunity to take the lead. Butler breaks outside left, guarded by Ariza. Now Joel Embiid with it on the left wing, one-on-one with DeAndre Ayton. Right-hand dribble, spins middle, goes underneath them, back to the rim, up and good. Boy, he made that look easy.
And he got the free throw to go, making it 70-68. That was the first lead of the game for the Sixers. They were up 92-86 after three periods of play. In the fourth quarter, it was mostly controlled by the Sixers. T.J. McConnell logged some nice minutes. The Sixers' lead grew as large as 12. And throughout the night, Mike Muscala, he was awesome on the glass, particularly offensive rebounding. He got to the line as well, but he also did a little of this.
Redick back in. I would imagine in a minute or so, Embiid would return. It's a five-point game. Muscala for three. That's up and good. Mike Muscala, a clutch three outside left. And the Sixers now seven trays in the game.
That made it 105-93 in favor of the Sixers. And Jimmy Butler, he was someone who knocked down his jump shots early, got to the line a lot, but this was a really nice play that gave you the reassurance the Sixers wouldn't let this one slip away.
2:35 to go, and Redick and Simmons combined to steal it. Ben on the drive to Jimmy. Butler jams it, and the Sixers lead 112-104. Butler with a strong finish.
And the Sixers would hang on to win this one by 5, 119-114. Final notes from the final stat sheet. Sixers shot 49% from the field. The Phoenix Suns, 50.5%. Sixers got by with only 6 three-pointers. That's because they were 31-42 from the free throw line. I mean, they still left some out there, but Phoenix, by comparison, 13 threes, only 13-24 from the line. I mean, Phoenix just make a couple more of those, and this might have gone a different way. But the Sixers, with 18 more opportunities from the stripe than Phoenix, that was telling. Also telling was the rebounding disparity. The Sixers plus 22 on the glass, plus 8 on offensive rebounds, and that led to a 21 zip edge in second chance points. Pretty telling statistics right there. Sixers overcame 19 turnovers. Phoenix had 13. Devin Booker with 37 for the Suns. T.J. Warren 21. DeAndre Ayton, this year's number one pick, with 17 and 9, but A lot of his scoring came when Joel Embiid was not on the court, especially in the second half. For the Sixers, Embiid led the way with 33-17, his 11th 30-10 game. The next closest player is Anthony Davis, and he has just 4 on the year. Ben Simmons, 19-11-9. Jimmy Butler with 16, Mike Muscala with 19. And real quick, we'll check in one last time with the postgame podium before turning it over to Devon Givens. Joel Embiid and Mike Muscala, I believe, are up.
We had a bad start, and then coming out of the half, you know, we knew we needed to pick it up, and my teammates put me in the best position to be able to turn it on, and I did what I did.
Were you especially motivated going against Aiden?
I'm not worried about anything. It's just a regular game to me. Like I said, I've matured a lot, but it has a lot of potential. It's going to be a really good big in this league.
When you consider just how short a time you guys have had to put this together, to be able to do what you guys have done, second quarters, fast starts, good starts, picking games up, are you impressed by what you've done so far with the limited amount of time you've had to have with Jimmy and the other guys?
I'm not surprised. Jimmy came in here, he's an all-star. We know what he can do. And since the beginning of the season, you know, we've been trying to adjust. We got a lot of new guys. Mike has been contributing a lot. So we've always been, you know, adjusting and getting used to it. So that was nothing special. But he's an all-star. We know what we can do. Obviously, learning actually how to play together, where, you know, guys like to be on the floor, that's going to take a little bit of time. But, you know, we have a lot of potential.
Some post-game thoughts from Joel Embiid. 33 points and 17 rebounds in tonight's game. You know what I forgot? Devon, he was doing some first-hand advanced scouting work down here, watching his cousin Mikal Bridges. Should also mention Mikal had 13 points in tonight's game. And I just generally confuse great talent for great talent. So we actually have Joe Torti coming up next on the flagship of the Sixers, 97.5 The Fanatic. Big thanks to everyone involved in tonight's broadcast. Back at the studio, Carl Namoli and Brian McLaughlin. Here on site, Marty Dickerson. Now for the radio voice of the 76ers, Tom McGinnis. Brian Seltzer saying so long for now. One final time, the final score. 76ers, 119. Phoenix Suns, 114. Have a great rest of your Monday night from all of us here at the Sixers Radio Network. Following the Sixers win, Tom McGinnis had a chance to catch up with one of the players afterwards.
Inbound to Ariza, he grabs it, and that's the final. So the Sixers win the game 119-114. They outscored Phoenix by 11 in the third, and Phoenix able to nip them in the fourth, but the Sixers hold on to win, and we're going to be joined courtside by J.J. Redick. J.J., thank you. Congratulations. You all right? You took a couple knocks out there tonight.
Yeah, a couple blows to the head.
So Phoenix was hot early, and you guys prevailed in the third. How did things turn around a little bit in that early part of the second half?
I think our defense was better throughout the second half. We had a 24-point third quarter, and then we're pretty good for most of the fourth. You know, they hit some threes there right at the end, but overall, solid defensive half for us.
And perfect at home, that has to make you feel good.
It does. It'd be nice to get a few road wins, but you know, we need to take advantage. We got, including this game, 6 of 7 at home. Game up in Brooklyn on Sunday, but we're hoping to take advantage of this home stretch here.
We'll let you go, but that's what Coach is talking about with the schedule opening up, a little bit more of a steady diet here at home. That should help long term.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right.
J.J. Redick, Sixers win by 5, 119-114. Back after this on the Sixers Radio Network.
You've been listening to 76ers Rewind. Be sure not to miss new episodes the day after each game this season, all year long.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.